Yeah, welcome on the call this afternoon. The head coach of the Campbell Camels, Mike Minner. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Rob. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. I hope you are as well. Certainly a tough one Saturday for your team in Durham. Back and forth game all the way, and you guys come up a little short, 49-48 in overtime. As you've gone back and looked through the tape, give me your analysis on the game and what happened.
Well, I thought we jumped out on them and took the momentum away from them and really was going down to go up 28. And we threw a pick, and they returned it to the 23 to our 23, and was able to punch it in right before halftime. That gave them life, because after before that, we was on them, and so what I told my guys, you can't fall asleep, because I thought that's what happened. You know, it was kind of routine. You know, you get four completions, and then you just assume that it's going to be open. And it's not. They changed the coverage on you, and you can't fall asleep in that moment. After that play and the touchdown, now it's a different ball game. They come out of that halftime, man, and now they playing like the champions that they are. And 11, their quarterback start to play like we knew he could, and he made a lot of plays in the second half. And you know, my defense was out there too long. You can't be out there 90 something plays and expect to get it done. And it was a routine play in overtime, that routine play, make the tackle, like three four guys missed the tackle, and that's what the game came down to. But you know, it's the reason why they're a top 25 team. Great, great coach, well-coached football team. Fought to the end. That you know, championship teams know how to chop wood and carry water, no matter what the situation is. You just keep playing, and it works out for you. And so, this is a big win for them, and disappointing loss for us. But we definitely learned a lot of things coming off that football field.
First question from Chris Clark. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon. Good to see you again there, Coach Minner. You hang half a hundred on somebody. I'm taking the win every time there for you guys if I'm a betting man. But tough one. How do you keep this one from bleeding over to next week? As you guys emptied the tank there, fought toward the end there. How do you keep this one out from becoming two?
Well, it's really, Chris, it's a process of what you're trying to get done and building this football team to be able to connect and play together. And that's just another step in it. So it's not the all be all. I think that's when you let one loss carry over to the next week, or let one win carry over to the next week. It's a process, man. And we try to build this team to compete in the CAA, and them tough losses we had, against Elon, and then you have a tough loss against Central. Both of them guys, top 25 teams, and so you know where you at. You know, you're a 1 point loss team to Central, and you're a 4 point loss team to Elon, and so we gotta learn the lessons, and make sure that we get better week in and week out. And so that's really how you deal with it. You just know that it's part of the process.
And if I could focus ahead on Hampton coming up here, if nothing else, they go run the football. So I'm assuming that you guys are getting ready for a long day between the tackles and in the trenches there up in Hampton.
Look, it's going to be the same type of game that we just had. Because Central did the same thing. They was going to run the football with their quarterback. They're going to run it with the running backs, and throw the ball down the field. That's the game plan. They got a slot number 11, man, is dangerous, just like Central had number 22 in the slot. And then they got some guys outside that they're going to throw the ball to outside and throw fade routes and get 50-50 balls on you. And so it's the same type of game, man. I'm looking forward to it. I think Hampton's defense is a whole lot better than Central's defense, so our offense will have our work cut out for us. But as far as our defense against their offense, man, they just saw what Hampton is about to do. And so Central's quarterback, really, really good. Hampton's quarterback, really, really good. So it's going to be exciting to see us grow from last week to this week.
And one last final question, if I could. How much of this is the attention that you guys have been getting? Not to say that you don't prepare for a squad each week or a school, but, I mean, the recruiting classes you've been bringing in, nationally ranked, that makes people start going, oh, hey, what are they doing over there in Buies Creek there now? How much of this is them basically lining up and making you guys their Super Bowl, if you would? Hey, you know, it's an honor, but they're definitely prepping and dotting I's and crossing T's when they play you guys now.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even won anything. That's the crazy thing, man. We just talking about recruiting classes. These guys still got to get trained and they got to get taught. And they got to learn how to play together and connect, right? So recruiting classes, man, is one thing. Building a football team and getting them to understand how to play together and for each other is another thing, right? So, yeah, man, I don't know, Chris. I don't know if that's a thing that people get fired up because they playing us because of recruiting classes. I have no clue. What I do know is that we getting better each week, and we realizing how to play against some top 25 teams. Because you look at our three losses, they all top 25 teams right now, and so we playing the best. And Hampton, they one of the best teams right now. So it's not going to get any easier. It's just going to get harder and harder each week. But that's why I wanted to be in the CAA because, man, why else do this? It's to play the best and continue to get better yourself. And, man, look, we want everybody's best shot. And we just got to continue to grow as a football team. And we are doing that. And so, like Coach said, man, when this thing click, it's going to be ugly.
I lied, Rob. I got one more, Coach Minner. I'll sneak this in. I'll be quick. I promise here. There's a lot of teams you were talking about when they come back and they get punched in the mouth after they've had a squad down. You could see that glass eye look kind of – your guys didn't do that. What's that tell you about your squad to fight back and get into a slugging match with a squad like that and almost
– Well, you know, fighting back and being tough, that's not an issue with this football team. Again, we've done it. We did last week, you know, against Elon. We down two scores and we give ourselves a chance at the end of the game to win the game. This week, man, we jump out on you. They slug back like champions do and gave us the knockout shot, but we didn't get at. We got back up and got it to overtime and gave ourselves a chance there and missed that extra point, blocked the extra point, I should say, is a difference in the football game. And so, you know, it gives you a lot of confidence that if you're able to do this with playoff teams, man, hey, you know, the CAA is just like that, because every team that we play understands how to win football games like that. And so to be tough, that's part of our DNA. And now we just got to learn how to be smart so we can finish these games and come out on the right end opposed to a loss in learning these lessons. I want to get the win and learn these lessons.
I heard that. Thank you, Coach. Good luck on the road. I'm done now, Rob.
It's all good. All good. Taj had another huge afternoon, and we've talked about VJ Wilkins and Fitzgerald, but Jason Kelce, a big day, 7 catches, 172, and there's two big plays there in the first quarter. Just talk about the afternoon he had.
Okay. You know, Coach hit it on the head. Look, he got world-class speed, and that's his game. And so, you know, his ability now is catching 10-yard routes, slant routes, out routes. That's the part of the game now that he's putting into his bag of tricks that I think is helping him get open deep, you know. And so, you know, guys better back up when 5 is on the field. And so he has to be able to run dig routes, curl routes, underneath routes to open up the game for him to, you know, run a deep route on someone.
And one more, just defensively, you talked about the fact that your guys were on the field for 90 plays. I think they had time possession of like 40 minutes. Part of that was you guys scored so fast, right? The two big pass plays, the block punt play. Yeah. I know as a coach, you're not upset about scoring fast and big plays, but how much did that affect the game, the fact that your defense was right back out there?
Well, it affected the game and in a lot of ways, right? And that's the crazy thing is that, as you said, as a coach, you want to score. The name of the game is to put points on the board. But you just don't understand the other piece to that is that your defense is going to be out there a lot, and they're going to wear down. And even though the depth that we have, you know, I don't know too many defenses that can hold an offense like that with 90 opportunities. Man, that makes it very, very difficult. And so if you look at the last 3 weeks, that's been a storyline, right? So 15 minutes, we had the ball against Monmouth, probably about 18 minutes against Elon. And then now you know, you're looking at about just 20 minutes against Central and overtime. Your defense is wore out right now. So we have to do a better job on defense of getting off the field on third down, which we have, and we have penalties. So I think we had like 4 or 5 PIs, not personal fouls, but pass interferences that the ball was not even catchable. And so now they get 15 yards plus they get the ball back. And those type of things, Rob, is what when I say smart, that's what you got to do, man. You got to be in position that the ref can't call that. And, you know, that's what we're going to focus on with our DBs, is understand that third and long, man, let's make the play, be in position so they don't have no opportunity to call no flag. And now you can get off the field. And those 90 plays probably get cut down to about 70 plays if you take these flags out on fourth and third downs.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Safe travels to Hampton, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.